5 Drive with Julian Clover. Cambridge 105.
And we'll stay with Westminster. A little earlier on this afternoon, I spoke to Daniel Zeichner, the MP for Cambridge, and Mr. Zeichner had been told by the authorities to stay in his office.
The bell had just rung for a vote, which I don't think any of us had been expecting. So I was on my way down from my office. I was actually sharing a lift with Alex Salmond, and we were talking about him going to Martin McGuinness's funeral tomorrow. We were going across the modern building, which lies opposite the road from the Palace of Westminster. We just reached the escalators, which take you down under the road, when suddenly we heard shouting. And I don't think I've ever seen people running in that kind of way, real fear. Running towards us, police officers then shouting, "Go back, go back." So we went back up the escalator and then heard more shouting at the top of the modern building outside Parliament. And we've later learned, of course, that was people responding to the terrible incident on Westminster Bridge. So it was very unclear for a few minutes what was going on, and a horrible experience. And of course, as we've learned since, absolutely dreadful things going on outside. I said the emergency services were astonishing. People were on the scene very, very quickly. I got back to my office, which is a little bit further away, and could watch from the window and could see the air ambulance and the ambulances and police cars arriving very, very quickly.
And how are you able to leave your office at the moment, or no. Restrictions of and what sort of restrictions are in place?
Our understanding is we've all got to stay where we are. So I have an office overlooks Whitehall, and it's very eerie because Parliament Square is completely empty apart from police. There are lots of police vehicles and ambulances parked along Whitehall. I can see across towards Downing Street, and everywhere is deserted apart from that. And my understanding at the moment is that we should stay where we are. Some colleagues, I understand, are still in the chamber who were there. Had I not delayed to finish writing a letter, I would probably be stuck in the chamber now myself. So all these things are show it's just down to chance where you are, and just absolutely senseless from what I can see of what's happened this afternoon. Why would anyone want to plough into people on Westminster Bridge? It seems like some of them were visitors to the country, and I think that's particularly dreadful. Mm-hmm.
And do you have any idea as to when the lockdown might be lifted?
No idea. Our understanding is that the police are going through the buildings. It's a complicated estate. Obviously, thousands of people work here. It's the MPs are actually in a minority, really. It's many, many people, both Lords and Commons, but saying there are many more people who work on the estate. And they are, I think, going through the building, checking to make sure that there aren't any other potential problems, and obviously they're right to do that.
And do you have any drills normally in Parliament from time to time? I guess it's not something you can do every day, but some sort of procedure case.
I think as in most workplaces, there are fire drills. These are, as you probably know, quite old buildings, and there are fairly often electrical faults and things, so we've been out on the pavement before, but this is different. And I don't think anyone's experienced anything quite like this, and I hope we don't do so again. But obviously the modern world is a dangerous, threatening place. Yeah,
very much so. And is it just you in the office, or have you got some colleagues with you?
I'm with my colleague who helps me, but it's kind of quite hard to concentrate on what we were doing on a day like this, because obviously one's thoughts are with people who have not been so fortunate.